Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name, too. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. Gosh, it's we had a little wind yesterday, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't even expecting that. I thought we were supposed to get another like snowstorm, but it's 50 degrees. It's like motorcycle riding weather.
I know. Man. Oh, hooray. I hope that's an indicator that, you know, it's maybe we'll get an early start on spring this year.
I hope so.
Well,
I'm ready for it.
You know, from what we're understanding with Texas, it has gone from one extreme to the other.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it's like 78 degrees. A couple of Ameron operators were reporting, like, yeah, it's just beautiful. It's just barbecue weather. It's t-shirt weather. It's great.
Yeah, now so. They just have to pull out their rowboats, right?
Yeah, there's going to be some flooding in some places. But, man, great lessons learned there. Be ready for anything, really.
No kidding.
You know what? If you are, you can't be ready for anything, but you can be ready for the basics no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Food, water, shelter. You got to have heat, the ability to, you know, to cook, and be self-reliant. There's certain fundamentals, you know, your first aid, your communications, your, you know, after your food, water, shelter are taken care of, that are pretty fundamental. You have those things in place. It doesn't matter if there's an earthquake or if
right.
there is a flood or your power goes out, whatever it is. Those are fundamentals.
Well, and there's one that really stood out to me with the Texas example, and that would be fuel. You know, like you and I have discussed before on the John Jacob Schmidt Show, is anytime you're going to prepare for just the basics, you know, regardless of the cause, you better have some backup for fuel, whatever you use for your car or your truck or both. And if you have a diesel generator or whatever, better make sure you have some diesel stored up also, because like we saw down there, all the gas stations shut down. So
right.
So where people might have food and water stored up, they may not have any fuel. And, and you know, in the cases where they didn't have any power, had they, you know, had gas for their generator, they would still have been able to do some sort of something for heat, you know.
Yes.
And that was an interesting thing, too. One of our listeners, her daughter had twin boys, and she told me that her daughter was using the snow to melt water for her twin boys' formula. And so I thought, well, good on her for doing that. And however she warmed up that water, I'm not certain, you know.
Right.
But yeah, if you've got fuel, your gas or diesel, whatever.
Yep, we've
that's
done that.
Very helpful.
It takes a lot of snow to melt water, but we've done it.
It does, yeah. And luckily we have a wood stove, so you know we never have to worry about running out of heat. You know,
yeah, exactly.
So as far as that goes, that's a big plus.
Yep, but water was a really big one with water mains going out. And water has always been, in almost every disaster, water was the clean drinking water is always, even during flooding, you got an abundance of water, but you can't drink any of it.
Yeah.
You know, so the ability to be able to retrieve and purify water is huge. It was, you know, we got have our portable, you know, our life straws and, drawing a blank on the brand.
Oh, Berkey.
Well, we have the large Berkey, right, for home. But for travel, we have these, I keep wanting to say servo or servi or something that just keeps trying to slip out of my mouth, but I can't. I can't think of the name. Sawyer. Yeah, our Sawyer water filters for portable stuff. And so you should have that stuff with you. But water is huge. It's the biggest issue.
Yeah, we have those straws, those life straws. And I just have to say, those are not the easiest things to deal with. I mean, boy, you have got to be so thirsty to actually force water out of those things, you know. So, yeah. But I mean, hey, something is better than nothing. That's right. Always something to keep in mind.
Right. Well, you might
especially
not like
where
it,
water is, you know.
Yeah. Well, at least you're going to have. Yeah, the Berkey water filter is. That's something else that I want to get set back up and, you know, start using, get replacement filters for it.
Yep.
And you do not have to. If you go to YouTube or Vimeo or any of these, there's several videos where people have used the Berkey water filters and made their own out of 5-gallon buckets, food grade buckets.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend $200 on, you know, the fancy stainless steel top and bottom section for that. You just make your own
right. With
the filters. And that's where it's all at. It's all about the filters.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And the whole distiller thing for distilling your own water. I mean, if you really have to go that route, there's online examples for how you can make your own relatively inexpensively also.
Yeah.
You know, the super, super simple hoses, and you know, you got some copper piping and tubing and
that's
stuff,
right.
And being able to boil it and stuff, and regardless of what the water has in it before it goes into that distiller, it comes out pure and clean.
Yep, it is hydrogen and oxygen.
Yep, no minerals.
Yeah,
but
no,
yeah,
well, vitamin supplements, right? For all your for that stuff.
That's right.
I guess if you're going to drink distilled water, but okay, so let's see. Let's get into the word of the day today. This was pretty cool because are you using the same one that we came across in our Bible study this morning?
Yeah. Yeah. Or, we just thought it was so relevant that we would just share what we read in our own Bible study.
Yep.
And so, the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from, Luke chapter 23 verses 1-5. And that reads, "Then the whole multitude of them rose and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, 'We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king.' Then Pilate asked him, saying, 'Are you the king of the Jews?' He answered him and said, 'It is as you say.' So Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowd, 'I find no fault in this man.' But they were the more fierce, saying, 'He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place.'" And so that's it for that. But if you want to finish reading the rest of that chapter, chapter 25 is very, very interesting and has so many parallels that we extracted that were almost exactly to what's happening today. You know, just the fact that all of the liars are accusing Jesus of perverting the nation.
Yes.
Right? Does that sound familiar to anybody?
Oh, absolutely. That's what jumped out for both of us this morning. Reading this, listening, reading that right there, it's they're making him out to be, he's perverting the nation.
Yeah.
Right?
Jesus.
He's the troublemaker.
the only perfect man that has ever walked the earth is perverting the nation.
Right.
Really?
And the outright lies of accusing him of saying you don't have to pay taxes to Caesar when the opposite is true. When
right.
He basically,
yep.
They tried to entrap him earlier. So they're bringing forth false testimony, false witness against him. To demonize, first of all, they marginalized him, then they demonized him, and then they wanted to criminalize him so that they could incarcerate and then exterminate him.
Yes, and they did.
Yeah, and that's what they do. And here we are.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Only thanks to him, they don't win. They don't win in the extermination case.
Right.
Right? You know, they can kill the body, but it says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. So.
Yep.
Give it all you got. Is that the best you got?
Right. Fear the one who can destroy both your body and your soul.
Right.
And not the one who can just harm your body, because that's very temporary and fleeting.
Right.
So, but we do see this today. We see what's happening in our military, all the racism that's rampant in our military and our law enforcement, what to do about it. So the witch hunts continue. The false accusations continue.
Right.
Just like they did with President Trump and all of us. You're all Nazis. You're all racist. You're all white supremacists. You're all, you know,
Right. And then there they are shouting in the crowds that we are the ones that are the criminals and yes. the terrorists. And just like this account in chapter 23 in Luke that we're reading this morning, you know, they wanted to let Barabbas loose over Jesus.
Yes.
Because Jesus is the one perverting the nation.
Right.
So please give us our murderer back.
Yeah.
Right? And
Barabbas was in charge of an uprising, a rebellion,
yes.
an insurrection, an yep. insurgency.
That's right.
So here we are again. You know, history repeats itself. Now you have the Department of Homeland Security under this fake regime, this yes. regime that has been placed by communists, now through the Department of Homeland Security is demonizing and labeling right-wing extremists as the most dangerous threat to our nation.
Yep.
Did we not hear this before with the 44th president, the previous president who shall not be named?
Right.
Who also said right-wing extremists or white nationalists or right-wing domestic homeland terrorists, basically right-wing conservatives are the biggest national security threat that we face. But listen to this. This is how what liars they are. Right-wing extremism is the biggest threat after climate change to our national security. Right? Remember when the previous?
Right, yeah. Right.
So here we are, the same people, same ilk, that are they're calling the Patriots the most dangerous and deadly threat to our national security right now, while at the same time, they're calling for Barabbas to be released because
exactly.
there's Kamala Harris, who was leading and promoting. She was promoting a legal defense fund for the Black Lives Matter communist revolutionaries.
People.
Yeah,
yep.
to be released from prison or from jail, and that's where we saw all of these charges being dropped.
That's right.
By prosecuting attorneys who were just, they had a revolving door, you know, in Seattle and Portland and elsewhere, all across the country, where you have that individual who's pretending to be the vice president right now,
right?
Who essentially invigorated the violent insurrections.
Yeah, all of the riots, the riot in, you know, the whole, I guess you could call it their lockdown in Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, that whole thing. No violence, no problem there. You know, oh sure,
right.
they were just
no insurrection.
No insurrection. They're just hanging out. You know, and
these are the types of things that she said prior to the election that these should continue on.
That's right.
And so what they're doing is they want to release Barabbas.
Yep.
They want to let the true insurrectionists, the rebels, the rebellion participants.
The murderers.
Out.
Yep.
Right. And they want to falsely accuse the conservative patriots as being the biggest threat to our national security and demonize us so they can lock us up.
Right.
In fact, they're even calling for drone strikes. It still continues.
I know.
They're calling for treating us like terrorists, like we would any other terrorist.
Right.
Right. And so you got this national, so-called national security experts, you know, saying that we need to be treated as terrorists.
Right. And in a previous scripture that we had for the word of the day, I can't remember, a couple days ago, that you remember that passage that said, and these people refuse to know God. The passage said they refuse to know me. And that's exactly the case because they can sit there and lie and believe their own lies so long as they don't know God, so long as they reject God and throw them out of our nation, out of our schools, all of that. And so that's the backbone of communism is they refuse to know God.
Right. Yep. Exactly. They war against God.
Yep.
So here's a good example of what we're talking about right now. This Breitbart just came out with this article. The headline is this. According to Merrick Garland, Portland riots may not be domestic terrorism because the courthouse was closed. So yes, it's not yes, domestic
Barabbas,
terrorism. Yeah.
Barabbas was just, you know, hanging out and starting a fire to keep his hands warm. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how these people think. There's just that twisted. So,
yeah. Hmm. How else do you speak if you don't know the truth? If you refuse to know God, who is the definition of truth.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, how else can you speak? All you can speak is lies. And so it's just stunning to see it in such fervor, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's everywhere, rampant. But, you know, there we got a letter from a listener that we would like to get to after the break. And so let us take a break here, and we'll get back to that in just a mm-hmm. moment.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Thanks, and thank you for being with us on Segment 1. Segment 1 is brought to you by EMP Shield. Kind of keeping an eye on that. There was a solar flare yesterday, so we're kind of watching over the next 24 hours. It's mostly probably just going to result in, you know, auroras, you know, that we'll be able to see, you know, the northern part of the country, or our Canadian friends to the north there might be able to see some northern lights. That's generally what this will amount to. But a couple of studies pointing to the drawing a connection between the increase of earthquakes after those coronal mass ejections, those solar flares, the CMEs, because the massive energy, that, you know, the flux that it puts on.
Yeah, the magnetic push probably.
Yeah, yep. So it's really interesting. So we're just kind of watching that. And, of course, it's always a good idea if you're in an earthquake-prone area, check your stuff. It's just one of those things that increases our situational awareness, makes us think about it. Double check your batteries. Are things charged up? You have fuel? Do you have, you know, the things that we talk about?
Yeah, so. That's right.
But to protect your electronics, yeah, EMPShield.com, veteran-owned business. All of their DoD testing standards are right there on their website.
Yep.
So, okay, we'll be back right after this with Segment 2. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
We're back with the voice of the American Redoubt here, broadcasting out of Spokane, 96.5 FM, and on the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. We are also live streaming. Thank you for being out there and for listening. And also thanks for spreading the word to your like-minded friends and family. Segment 2 is brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, customized training to help give you the home field advantage at your home or your vehicles or your place of business. It's customized to the training that you want to have the advantage in your world that you live in on a day-to-day basis. The website is strategicself-defense.com. Lady Liberty.
Yes, good morning to everyone. And if you're just tuning in, you are joining us on Trump Tuesday because we are keeping Trump as the legally elected president alive and well on this show because that's the truth in the news.
That's right.
And so there is something that I wanted to point out about what happened with the Supreme Court here recently. Recently, they dismissed a whole slew of the 2020 election fraud cases. And for instance, it says here, Justices Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch dissented from the Supreme Court's decision not to hear different appeals. They said on February 22nd, Alito wrote in his dissent, joined by Gorsuch, that the case presents an important and recurring constitutional question whether the elections or electors clauses of the United States Constitution are violated when a state court holds that a state constitutional provision overrides a state statute governing the manner in which a federal election is to be conducted. That question has divided the lower courts, and our review at this time would be greatly beneficial. He said, in his dissent, Thomas expressed frustration, writing that the court failed to settle the dispute before the election and thus provide clear rules. Now we again fail to provide clear rules for future elections. And so we just wanted to point that out, because what they're talking about here is this Supreme Court is listening to the lower courts, who are willing to override the Constitution in right. favor of their state statutes.
Exactly.
And which,
so what you have is a state, any given state says to conduct elections, they must be done this way. And it says it in the Constitution.
Right.
Or it'll be a law that is passed by the legislature that says this is how we will conduct our elections in this state. The only person that can overrule that is the legislature. Okay, not a governor, not a court, but the legislature. So along comes COVID. Oh, this is an emergency. Yes, that's what the Constitution says. And it says there will not be mail-in voting, or there will not be, you know, whatever. But the governor says because of COVID, this is an emergency action. So we're going to have our elections this way, by emergency decree, not a law.
Right.
It's in conflict with the Constitution, but the argument is, well, it's because it's an emergency though.
Right.
And now the lower courts are saying, well, yeah, he does have authority, you know, and so the Supreme Court needs to settle that.
Well, and the point being that they're not even looking at the real point, which is the fact that the election was stolen because
exactly.
of this.
And that's, it's almost like the
they prefer to talk about the election
exactly.
issue, the election, you know, the back and forth, who has the authority, instead of, and just totally sidestep the fact that the election was stolen.
And those are valid points, that the governor doesn't have the authority to make those type of laws. It is unconstitutional.
Right.
So for them not to hear that, that's one thing. But I think they would really be happy if all we talked about was the governor's authorizing something under an emergency
right.
and not talk about the real issue. Like
yes.
like Smartmatic
and Dominion
machines that were developed to help overthrow governments.
That's right.
To establish a coup by altering election results. And this testimony is from all these people that were actually part of the Dominion project.
Right, exactly.
And so that
is stunning to me, because first of all, no state statute can rule over the law that's above it, which is always the Constitution,
right?
Right. Not every single thing that is done has to fall in line underneath that
yes.
Constitution. And so any time it is going against it, it's null and void, period.
Right.
End of story. And
yep.
so we wanted to point that out. But there's a couple other things that we also wanted to point out quickly
mm-hmm.
Before we get to this listener's letter. And this is such a great story, because we've been promoting people keep their businesses open, take
yep.
their stupid masks off, because Christians don't support lies by wearing a mask. And the whole mask thing is a lie.
That's right.
So we don't participate in that. We're not going to. And the way to get ourselves out of this in this nation is to open up your business, have civil disobedience, ignore these illegal dictates. And there's a man in Snohomish, Washington, by the name of Bob Martin, who owns Stag Barber and Styling.
Yep.
It's a barber shop. And he's being faced with having all of his license removed for the next 10 years and fines up to $90,000. And this guy is an ex-Marine. And so he's not going to be pushed around. He has kept his business open consistently. And they fined him, and he's not going to pay those fines. Good for him. He says that Martin pointed to the framed photocopy of the Constitution hanging on his wall. And he says, "The Constitution gives me the right to fight for liberty, and I took an oath of office when I went into the Marine Corps for enemies foreign and domestic. And these are domestic problems right now," he said.
Problems.
Yeah, problems. These are domestic enemies.
Yep.
"We don't want to have a country like China's enduring now with the communists." And so he keeps his door open. And he says that the barbershop has received support from people all over Washington, with some even traveling northward from Oregon. On February 6th, one couple drove 60 miles from Tacoma, Washington, just to get a haircut.
Yep.
They said they were there to support the Constitution and the barbershop. Martin said that his persistence now has nothing to do with himself. It's all about us, the community and people, and it's all about the Constitution and rights. He says, we're sons and daughters of people who founded this country, and we're not going to sit back and let them walk all over us. So if they want to fight, we're going to give it to them, Martin said. Martin is continuing business as usual and plans to do so for the foreseeable future.
Yes.
I'm just this red-blooded American. I'm not any different than any other person, he said. I'm yep. the only one that's just that vocal. I end up being the mouthpiece for the people that don't want to stand up. So
That's right. We covered that Sunday night, too,
yes,
on
we
the
did, if you want to hear
four.
More yeah. of that. But I'd encourage you, Google him, look him up if you want to support. If you want to support him, send him donations. Gosh, he's Bob Martin, owner of Stag Barber and Styling in Snohomish, Washington. And three cheers to Bob for standing up and having a spine like a true
huzzah,
American.
Huzzah, huzzah. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. And so then we had this awesome listener letter that we felt kind of encapsulates a good majority of our questions right now across America. It says, good morning, Lady Liberty and JJS. I still listen and look forward to every podcast you release. Thank you for all that you do for the Patriot community. I only have one question that no one can seem to answer. When is enough actually going to be enough? How much more do we have to lose or let be taken away before we wake up? Will we wait until the Constitution of the U.S. is forever gone? Will we just wait until every right of the American citizens is gone? How many more rules, laws, mandates, etc. have to be written against us by this socialist regime before we wake up? Do we wait until we have been totally disarmed and running for our lives before we wake up and fight back? Or wait until the prison door slams on us? Or wait to hear the train whistle pulling the boxcars to arrive? Mm-hmm. We just keep waiting, zero pushback, letting this evil run our government, ruin our lives, and destroy what is left of America. And so... you know, gosh, that is exactly what everybody's saying right now. And his letter actually goes on quite a bit farther, but I don't know that we're going to have time to get to all of it. But, you know, we're telling people right now that the best that we can do as Americans is to coordinate in our local communities,
yes.
Create business solidarity by businesses sticking together and refusing to close their doors.
Yep.
Take off your mask. If you're an American, if you're a Christian, we don't support a lie, we won't live one.
That's
take
right.
off the masks.
Yep.
Let's start there.
Support those who are brave. That's your marching orders right now.
That's
and
right.
to train. We don't have enough time to get into everything, but you know, maybe we'll come up with some action items again for tomorrow.
That's right. And again, three cheers to Bob Martin of Snohomish, Washington.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Stag
Barber and Styling.
There we go.
Yep.
Outstanding. All right, guys, you have a blessed and a safe day. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. And we'll see you right here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. Have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you awesome patriots out there.